And NPR's Danielle Kurtzleben is still with us. Let's take some other listener questions about small businesses. Taylor in California had trouble getting his government PPP loan for his small business at first. That's been resolved, but he still has this question.
Do banks, big banks in particular, have to follow a set of rules or guidelines when lending their paycheck protection loans, or as many speculate, are they cherry-picking clients and the loans that they want to provide to first?
Thank Interesting. You. Danielle, are they able to pick and choose who they want to loan to?
That's a great question, and the answer is somewhere in the middle. To some degree, yeah. So, listen, there are definitely rules, and the SBA, Small Business Administration, upfront said the program is supposed to be first come, first served. But the banks are essentially middlemen here, and so they are allowed to do a few things within that. For example, many took their existing customers first. Now, those bankers will tell you, well, of course, we want to preserve our customer relationships, but if you're a small business without a firm banking relationship, that kind of shut you out. The deck was stacked against you at first. So that definitely happened. Now, in terms of things that look less ethical than that, there are stories out there. For example, the New York Times earlier on reported that JP Morgan Chase gave a sort of white glove treatment to bigger businesses. And you also have some lawsuits out there alleging that big banks were picking bigger clients because they wanted bigger fees, because beyond a certain level, the bigger the loan, the bigger the fee.
So right, of course.
Big banks do deny this, I should say. So we're going to see how those lawsuits play out.
Okay, we got this next question from a listener about federal small business loans.
Hi, this is Mike in Tucson, Arizona. The just-released PPP loan forgiveness application does not require any information regard to business income generated during the loan period. This seems to be ripe for fraud by firms who may have generated enough income to get their loan forgiven simply by showing they met payroll. How are the feds going to determine whether firms actually needed forgiveness if they don't ask for income statements?
Danielle, how's the federal government handling this?
Well, there are a few ways. One is that for loans over $2 million, so the very biggest loans, and there are still quite a few of those, the SBA has said they will be giving those extra scrutiny. So those places with the biggest loans, they can probably expect some audits. And now, if I'm understanding the question correctly here, about whether you had a particular income during the loan period, that doesn't really necessarily disqualify you. But it is true that when you apply for that PPP loan, you do have to certify on the form that you needed the loan. And while those smaller loans aren't getting that special scrutiny, I asked some accountants about this today. And what one of them told me was, look, we don't have 100% clarity on how forgiveness will work. So, yeah, what he's telling his clients is, first of all, there are only a few categories of things you can spend the money on. So, yes, follow the rules and spend the money on those few things, including payroll. But aside from that, what he's told his clients is, look, is if you think you don't really need the money, maybe don't get the Paycheck Protection Loan. You could run the risk of fines, legal action down the road. So the SBA does reserve the right to come after you later for some reason if they think that something shady is going on.
All right. NPR Politics and Economics correspondent Danielle Kurtzleben, thank you for answering all these questions for us.
Yeah, thank you.
And if you've got questions, we want to help. Go to npr.org/nationalconversation. On Twitter, use the hashtag NPR Conversation or call and leave us a message at 202-403-0386. Once again, that number is 202-403-0386. You're listening to The National Conversation with All Things Considered from NPR News.